Welcome to the Edgar Entertainment Show.
Hello.
Hola.
Bonjour.
Konnichiwa.
Annyeonghaseyo, 여러분.
Hello, everyone. My name is Edgar, and welcome to this episode of the Edgar Entertainment Show. Wondering why I have a greeting in four different languages? Stay tuned, and you'll find out. Alright, hello everyone. My name is Edgar, and this is the Edgar Entertainment Show. Some contact information before we begin. You can email me at edgar@realrandomradio.com. Edgar is spelled E-D-G-A-R. Real Random Radio is spelled R-E-A-L-R-A-N-D-O-M-R-A-D-I-O. You can email me about any topics that relate to the podcast that I've previously produced on this feed. And if you somehow stumble across this episode on any other podcasting networks, then I invite you to visit our website at www.realrandomradio.com. The same spelling applies. In today's episode, I will be talking to you about an app in the iOS App Store by the name of Innovative Language. I of course want to begin by telling you a little bit about Innovative Language. Innovative Language is a company that strives to provide language learning podcasts that those who wish to learn a language can utilize to become familiar with the language. Innovative Language currently offers 31 language learning podcasts, ranging from Spanish to Japanese to Korean to Mandarin Chinese to even how to learn British English. I found these podcasts to be really helpful when I first started learning Mandarin Chinese. And today, I want to share with you the app that has recently been released by the same company. And of course, the app is called Innovative Language in the App Store, and the app itself is free. However, if you would like to subscribe to either one of these language learning podcast sites, you will have to pay a fee depending on what kind of subscription service you want. Subscription services range from basic to premium plus. A little overview about some of the subscription services. If you decide to go with a basic subscription, you get a full library of audio lessons and their accompanying PDF files. Innovative Language always provides a main audio file that is accompanied with a PDF file. However, if you wish to extend that functionality, you can subscribe to a premium service, which will grant you the ability to listen to an accompanying review track and an accompanying dialogue track to the main audio track for each lesson. So let me just talk to you a little bit about how their lessons are structured. Each individual lesson is comprised of one main audio file, and in this file, they go through a dialogue in your target language, and then the hosts of the podcast proceed to explain the dialogue in more detail. Accompanying the main audio file, depending on what subscription service you have access to, you get either a PDF file for a basic subscription, a dialogue track, and a review track if you have a premium subscription. And of course, you will also get the PDF file if you have that premium subscription. I have actually really enjoyed the way they structure their lessons. It's really innovative, as the name suggests. The website itself has a little more features. You can view a grammar bank, which consists of many grammatical topics and their descriptions. And you can also view an online dictionary of words that can be translated into English. Let me tell you a little bit about what the app has to offer. The app is basically a concise version of the website. The app, however, is really neat because it allows you to interface with all 31 languages. All you have to do is pick the language that you want to learn, and as long as you have a corresponding subscription, then you can access all of the associated content. So it works like this. Say I wanted to learn Spanish. In Innovative Language, you launch the app, and then you go to the Choose Language screen, and we'll go through that in a little bit. And then you go about selecting Spanish. There is, unfortunately, one single thing that is wrong with this app as far as accessibility is concerned, and that is the languages aren't labeled. This, by no means, restricts voiceover users from anything within the app. It only serves as a major inconvenience. But we'll go through some of the languages that the app offers, and you can go about labeling them, and I'll show you a strategic way of finding out what the language name is. I also forgot to mention the fact that Innovative Language gives you the opportunity to initiate a free lifetime account, giving you access to all of the content for your selected language for a span of 7 days, after which your account has limited access to the features that can be unlocked by way of subscription. Now, with that lengthy introduction out of the way, why don't we get started with the app? Alright, so we'll start off by launching the app.
Innovative.
And the app icon when you download it is called Innovative rather than Innovative Language. So double tap. And apologies if I have my sound off. I don't like listening to the clicks as VoiceOver is navigating through my pages. So I'm going to double tap on it.
Innovative. Learn Korean with hundreds of audio and video
lessons. And the initial screen says Learn Korean with 100%. You know, all that good stuff. So we're going to explore the screen here.
Page 404. Try it for free. Button.
Try it for free.
Already have an account?
Already have an account.
Log in here. Switch language. Button.
And that's the end. So let me explain what some of these options do.
Knowledgeable and energetic hosts.
So notice how when I went back up to the top of the page, which I did that by doing a 4-finger single tap near the top of the screen, and I got to the initial part that was loaded. As you recall, I think it said something about 100% Korean something. Well, now the content's changed on us. So now what we're going to do is click to our right.
Page 204.
And this is simply just a page indicator. It doesn't actually allow you to toggle between different pages.
Page 204.
Although if you notice, and if I leave it long enough, the pages will change for some odd reason.
Page 204.
I don't know, this is kind of an interesting bug, or if it was just meant to do that, but that's what it currently
does. Page 304.
Now, I'm going to continue to flick to the right.
Hey, try it for free. Button.
Try it for free. Now, this option will allow you to create an account for a currently selected language. And we'll go into the language selecting screen here in a little bit. I'm going to flick to the right.
Already have an account? Log in here.
Log in here. So that's obviously to log in to a currently selected language.
Switch language. Button.
The last option on this initial home screen is switch language. I'm actually going to take you into this option now.
Choose your language.
All right, so something really interesting happens here. First, we have a list of popular languages. The screen is populated with a couple of languages that a lot of people seem to pick from. So if I were to flick right,
popular languages,
and you'll see the oddity that I'm referring to.
Chinese, button, English, button, French, button, German, button, Chinese, English, French, German, Italian, button.
So, these languages repeat.
Japanese, button, Russian, button, Spanish, button, Italian, Japanese, Russian, Spanish, all 31 languages.
Really redundant. But after that, as you heard, is a listing of all 31 languages. And I'm just going to take you through a couple of these.
Arabic, Bulgarian, Cantonese, Chinese, Czech, Danish, Dutch, English.
And so on and so forth. And you might have heard English because, as I mentioned earlier, one of the languages that you can actually learn is British English, which is really interesting. There is one thing that I forgot to mention, and that is that VoiceOver will not detect some of the remaining languages. Because if you don't know, VoiceOver simply reads the screen in a linear fashion rather than the way in which it is actually laid out. So what we're going to do to solve this problem is we're going to do a 3-finger flick up to go to the next page.
Page 3 of 3.
And that takes you to page 3 of 3, where you can access the remaining languages.
Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Norwegian, Persian, Polish.
And as you can see, these languages continue on, I think all the way until you get to Vietnamese. That is the last language in the alphabetical listing. Why don't I introduce you guys to the content that is available to you when you actually log in to one of these language podcast sites through this app? For demonstration purposes, I will show you guys the content that is available to you when you get into Mandarin Chinese. That is the initial language that I learned with the innovative language approach. What I'm going to do is I'm going to continually flick left until I get to Chinese.
Persian, Norwegian, Korean, Japanese, Italian, Indonesian, Hungarian, English, Dutch, Danish, Czech, Chinese.
I'm going to double tap on Chinese. And I believe that this will actually take me to the login screen, and where I am able to type in my username and password and, you know, the standard login screen.
Username, text field.
All right. And as you heard, it says username.
8 characters. secure.
Eight characters. Of course, those eight characters are the word password written in protected text.
Login button.
And login button.
Forgot your password?
Forgot your password.
No account?
No account.
Join now free.
Join now free.
Switch language.
Switch language. You know, it's a standard screen. Although I did mention earlier that I was going to show you guys how we would be able to label these languages because, as I said, when you first download the app, the languages will not be labeled. To fix this, what we're going to do is something really interesting. So to navigate to the home screen, you can't just navigate to a home button. What you need to do is actually close the app. And the way that I'm going to do that is by going into the app switcher.
App switcher.
And I am using iOS 7, so
innovative.
I go running. To innovative and it's running, so I'm going to close it by doing a 3-finger flick up.
Closing innovative.
So now what I'm going to do is relaunch the app.
Innovative.
And double tap.
Learn French with hundreds of audio and video
lessons.
All right,
and now it says that we have focus on French. And this is a little strategy that I'm telling you guys about. Whenever you first get into the screen, there is a welcome message. As you figured out earlier, the automatic page switching indicates that there is a different welcome message or a different message on every page.
Page 104.
Page 104. The first page is where they usually indicate to you what language you are currently selecting. This is a little strategic way of selecting an unlabeled language. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go down to the very last button on the screen, which is switch language.
Switch language button.
And I'm going to double tap.
Choose your language.
Now I'm going to pretend as if none of these languages were labeled. So I'm going to just single tap on a random language here.
Dutch.
So I'm just going to double tap on Dutch.
Learn Dutch with hundreds of audio and video lessons.
And now it says learn Dutch rather than learn French. So that's a little easy way to figure out what language you are currently on. Now to demonstrate the content that is available to you in Chinese. The reason why I selected Chinese is because there really isn't a difference on what language you pick because practically every innovative language site is laid out the same. And we'll go into that layout when we explore the screen after logging in. So I'm going to navigate to switch language.
Switch language button. Switch language.
And
choose your language.
I'm going to find Chinese.
Chinese.
Double tap.
Learn Chinese with hundreds of audio and video lessons.
And now it says learn Chinese. I'm going to go into login.
Page free of 4. Try it for free. Button. Already have an account? Log in here.
Double tap.
Text field.
And now I'm going to enter my credentials into the username and password fields.
15 characters. Secure. Text field. Login. Button.
And I'm going to log in by double tapping.
Chinese class 101. I see at top for sign out. Button.
All right. And as you notice, VoiceOver places us on the sign out button. And that indicates to us that we are logged in. So we have a standard homepage as a post login page that consists of the Chinese class 101 heading, followed by an empty list of some sort, and then 5 tabs: home, browse, my library, downloads, and settings. Why don't we navigate through the other 4 tabs?
Selected. Home. Tab. 1 of 5. Browse. Tab. 2 of 5. My library. Tab. 3 of 5. Downloads. Tab. 4 of 5. Settings. Tab. 5 of 5.
Now, I want to take you through each of these tabs individually so that you understand what this innovative language app has to offer. First, we will explore the browse tab.
Browse. Tab. 2 of 5.
Okay, browse. Double tap.
Selected. Browse. Tab. 2 of 5.
This will present us with a list of lessons. Think of this list as chapters in a book. They have an introduction section, an absolute beginner section, a beginner section, an intermediate section, an advanced section, and sometimes a bonus section. And each of these sections have subsections. For example, absolute beginner has absolute beginner season 1 and absolute beginner season 2. And you can go into each of these subsections to find the actual lessons that correspond to the level at which you want to study. So let's actually go to the top of the page.
I see at the top we're back. Button.
And it says back. So this obviously is to go back to the home page. So we're going to flick right.
Browse. Heading. Search. Search field.
And in this area, you can search for a lesson that you want to study.
Introduction. Heading.
Okay, so here we are with introduction heading. And if I flick right.
Introduction.
Introduction.
All about.
All about.
Basic boot camp.
Basic boot camp.
Culture class.
Culture class.
Pronunciation.
Pronunciation.
Absolute beginner. Heading.
And then we go to absolute beginner. Some of these subsections within introduction are self-explanatory. The introduction subsection will provide us with introduction into the language. The all about will present us with lessons that will teach us about the language and the country that is associated with the language. Let me just tell you guys that this content is for Chinese Class 101. Most language sites will be similar to this, but some will have exclusions and some will have extra lessons. Don't expect everything to be exactly the same for every language, but this is a basic idea of how all languages are laid out. We just went through some of the sections within the introduction section. Now we're going to go through some of the sections that are within the absolute beginner section.
Absolute beginner season 1. Absolute beginner season 2. Absolute beginner season 3. Absolute beginner season 4. Culture class. Essential Chinese vocabulary. Survival phrases. Beginner. Heading.
These absolute beginner seasons are mostly for those that have never been exposed to the language, but have had some interest in learning it, and it'll give you a good starting point to studying your targeted language. And now we have beginner.
Beginner season 1. Beginner season 2. Django Chinese. Lower beginner. Upper beginner. Intermediate heading.
Each of these sections has subsections, as you can tell. So now to introduce the Chinese language, I'm going to go to the very top of the page.
I see at top or back button.
And go to introduction.
Browse, search, introduction, head, introduction.
Now let's go into the introduction subsection by double tapping on introduction.
Introduction. I see at top or back button.
So let's click right.
Introduction. Heading. I see at top for download button.
And that's a download button, and I'll explain what that is.
Search. Search field.
Search area.
1. Where did you learn to speak Chinese like that? 2. First impressions. Wow, your Chinese friends. 3. Give them something to talk about. Home. Tab. 1 of 5.
Okay, and we are back to the tabs at the bottom of the page. In this particular introduction series, there are 3 lessons. We came across a download button, and this download button will allow you to download all the episodes that correspond to your selected subsection. So, for example, we have just selected introduction, and if I were to navigate to the download button, you would be able to download all 3 of these lessons onto your library. And your library can be accessed by going into your My Library tab. So it's standard layout. And once you download these episodes, you can actually delete them or view them. Let me just tell you that you don't necessarily have to download a lesson to study it. It is recommended if you want to study offline. And I'll show you in a little while. What we're going to do is we're going to actually go into one of these lessons just so you get an idea of what content is available to you within every lesson of the innovative language approach. Let's navigate to one of these.
2. First impressions. Wow, your Chinese friends.
So we're going to go to 2. Actually, no, it would be more appropriate if we started with 1.
1. Where did you learn to speak Chinese like that?
Okay, so double tap.
I see at top or back button.
And again, we are presented with the back button so that we can go back. So let's click right.
Introduction. I see at top or info button.
This button will allow you to gain info about the selected lesson within the series.
1. Where did you learn to speak Chinese like that?
And that's just a title reminder.
Download normal button.
And that's a download button to download this lesson individually rather than all 3 lessons.
Mark complete normal button.
And this button will allow you to mark this lesson complete. And I'll explain to you what this means in a little while.
Lesson audio 1.
It doesn't say button, it doesn't say link or anything that would indicate that you could click on it to activate it. You indeed can double tap on it and audio will start playing.
Lesson audio 1.
Notice how I didn't have to double tap on it again. I simply performed a 2-finger double tap to pause the track, as you can do with any app that has any sort of playback. That is actually the main audio track that will teach you a certain topic in the Chinese language or in any other target language that you choose. Once the lesson is finished, you can proceed with some of the other features available to you within the lesson content. As I explained earlier, depending on your subscription level, you are able to access different things. We have focus on the lesson audio, so let's click right to see what else is available to us.
Review. Dialogue track. Vocabulary. Line-by-line audio. Expansion. Lesson notes. Handsy close-up. Report a problem.
Report a problem is the last item that you can interact with, and afterwards you will be presented with a play button.
Play button.
And this is simply to control the current playback audio. And if you were to flick right, you could get more information about the track. For example, the elapsed time and the remaining time and so on and so forth. So let's explore that a little bit.
0, 8, 1%, adjustable.
And that's to adjust the value of time at which you are listening.
23:46.
And that's the total time.
Now playing lesson audio 1.
And that's just an indicator of the currently playing item.
Introduction number 1. Home tab 1 of 5.
That is the basic layout of a lesson within the Innovative Language app. And this applies to any lesson that you choose to select within any language. Let me tell you a little bit about what some of the other options on this page do. Let's go back to the lesson audio 1.
Lesson audio 1.
And so if I were to flick right.
Review.
If I were to interact with this by double tapping.
Review.
You get more audio.
Welcome to the review track. Here,
a person will start talking to you and you will have the opportunity to practice what you've learned in the audio track. This can be very helpful if you want to challenge your memory in recalling vocabulary.
Dialogue track.
If you choose to interact with this option, you will be presented with a short dialogue track that corresponds to the lesson's main audio file. Now, swiping to the right, we come across an option labeled vocabulary.
Vocabulary.
And if you choose to interact with this option, you will be able to view the vocabulary that corresponds to the lesson. So let's go into this.
Vocabulary. I see at top or back button.
Let's swipe right.
Vocabulary. Heading. Kaname kaname. Y.A. Gravo. Do want.
Okay, so something really interesting happened. If you guys aren't familiar with the voiceover settings yet, you will notice that there is a language setting under voiceover. Some of the languages that you can select from, of course, are, you know, Japanese, Chinese, Korean. Japanese and Chinese have some similarities in that the alphabets intersect. In Japanese, there exists an alphabet system that derives from the Chinese. So in this particular case, the Japanese voice announced the Chinese characters rather than the Chinese voice. So to avoid this, we're going to go to our router settings until I get to language.
Language.
And I'm going to find the Chinese language for voiceover. So I'm going to flick down.
Australian English. Espanol. Mexico.
Français.
日本語. 한국어. U.S. 中文. 中国.
And that is the Mandarin Chinese voice. What I'm going to do now is go through this list of vocabulary words and you will hear the Chinese pronunciation rather than the Japanese pronunciation.
Shi shi ch to eat. Mian 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 no. Wo 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 heron I me. How how ho good. Dui dui da correct. How shi how shi how delicious. Shemo shemo shim what.
Okay, so I'm going to stop there. Now, to some of you, this will sound a lot like nonsense. Some of it is actually nonsense. The reason why I say that is because in the vocabulary section, there exists three parts when you go to view each word individually. Unfortunately, these parts aren't separated the way I would like. Instead, they put them all together on one line. The way that these words are laid out is that first they have the Chinese word written in the Chinese alphabet. Then they have the pinyin, which if you guys don't know, is the romanized version of the Chinese characters, and then it's the English version of the word. The Chinese voice will, of course, not pronounce it as well as the English voice will. So to demonstrate this interesting phenomenon, what I'm going to do is switch my router setting to words.
Characters. Words.
And with the Chinese voice selected, I'm going to review word by word what is going on.
Yao.
So the word yao means to want. So I'm going to continue flicking down.
Yao.
And that is another pronunciation in the Chinese language.
Yehou.
So yehou is the same word, but we're viewing it with the Chinese voice. So to clarify, we're going to switch over back to US voice.
Characters. Language. US. English.
And we're going back to words.
Characters. Words.
And we're going to review that previous word.
Y.A. Grave O.
So as you heard, Y.A. Grave O. And if you've studied Chinese long enough, you know what that Grave O stands for. And if I flick down.
Y.A. Grave O. 2. Want.
So 2. Want. This is all on one line, which is unfortunate, but if you can cope with it, you'll get really far. So to review, the Chinese word to want is Yao. And the pinyin is Y.A. Grave O. And the English is simply the verb to want. Another cool trick. If I double tap on it,
yao.
Y.A. Grave O. Dewan.
You hear in the background, as the audio ducks, the native pronunciation of the word by a native speaker. Okay, so let's just move on now. What I'm going to do is go back to the previous page, which was the lesson.
I see and top her back button. I see and top her back button.
And now I'm going to show you a little bit of what is available when you select some of the other options. Last time we interacted with the vocabulary option.
Vocabulary. Line by line audio.
And this is where you can view the transcript of the dialogue that was played during the main audio track.
Expansion.
And expansion will allow us to expand our vocabulary by viewing sentences in where the vocabulary that corresponds to the audio file are used. And this might seem a little confusing, but basically what it does is that it allows you to view the vocabulary words that you just learned and puts them in context with different sentences. And if I flick right,
Lesson Notes.
Lesson Notes will allow you to view notes on the audio that you just heard. So it's basically a PDF file that opens in the app itself and will allow you to view most of what was discussed in the audio track, if not more.
Hanzi Close-Up.
And the Hanzi Close-Up is what corresponds to the Chinese language. It allows you to analyze the Chinese characters in more detail. And let me just tell you guys that this option will not be available to every language. Every language, depending on whether it has a different alphabet system, will have similar things. So we're going to flick right.
Report a problem.
And report a problem will, of course, allow you to report a problem. And so that is an overview of a basic lesson within the Innovative Language app. To explore the rest of the app, we have already explored the Home tab, which just consists of the Chinese Class 101 heading followed by a list, nothing much. And then we explored the Browse tab, which allowed us to view the lesson library. And now we're going to view other tabs.
My Library tab, 3 of 5.
So My Library, I'm going to double tap.
Selected. My Library tab, 3 of 5. My Library heading. I see and top for edit button.
So this will allow us to edit. And this is a basic library setup. What you can do is view downloaded items, and you can manipulate them. What I mean by manipulating is that you could delete them by double tapping on this edit button. Those are the main things that you can do with that option. So if I swipe right,
search
this
view.
Will allow you to search your library.
Pronunciation.
And the cool thing about this app is that once you download lessons into your library, the app will actually organize them accordingly. So I, in the past, have downloaded a pronunciation series. That pronunciation will actually take me into the items that I have downloaded for that pronunciation series. Let's continue to swipe right.
Home tab.
And that'll take us back home because I don't really have that many items in my library. So let's go back to the pronunciation.
Pronunciation.
And I'm going to double tap.
Pronunciation. I see and top or back button.
And I'm going to swipe right.
Pronunciation. Heading. I see and top for edit button. Search. Search field. 2. The 4 Chinese tones.
So the lessons start there. So the first lesson that I downloaded in the series is lesson 2. So I could apply the same gestures that I've applied in the browse tab. So I can double tap on it and interact with it.
I see and top for back button.
And I am presented with the same screen that is available to a user for every lesson. Let's just explore it really quickly.
Pronunciation. I see and top for info. 2. The 4 Chinese deleted files normal button.
And this is the only difference between the browse tab lesson and the My Library tab lesson. If you were to select a lesson within the browse tab, you could download the file. However, if you select a file within the My Library tab, you will be able to delete the file. Let's continue to swipe right.
Mark complete normal button. Lesson audio. Lesson notes. Report a problem.
And so on and so forth. Why don't we explore the 2 remaining tabs?
Home, tab, 1 of 5, browse, tab, 2 of 5, selected, my library, tab, 3 of 5, downloads, tab, 4 of 5.
Okay, so the 4th tab that we have is downloads.
Cancel select, download manager, heading.
And as soon as we double tap on it, it gives us a message that says cancel download, and then it says download manager. So basically what this tab allows us to do is monitor files that we decide to download. So for instance, you can see the progress of the download, or you could simply delete the file while in progress from downloading. Let's quickly explore this download manager. I'm going to swipe right.
I see and top for close button.
That's a close button, and that will close the download manager.
Empty list.
an empty list, and if I had selected any files for download, they would appear in this list. But currently it is empty because I am not downloading any files.
Select all button.
And this is to select all the files that are in progress of downloading.
Cancel selected button.
You have the option to cancel those selected files to prevent them from downloading. I'm going to navigate to the top of the screen with a four-finger single tap.
Download manager heading.
And I'm going to close that download manager by swiping right.
ICN top for close button.
Double tap.
ICN top for back button.
And we are on the back button. So now to explore the last tab in the Innovative Language app.
Settings tab 5 of 5.
Double tap.
Settings heading.
And we are presented with a settings screen. I'm going to swipe right.
Account heading. Subscription type premium.
Okay, so as you heard, I currently have a premium subscription type for the Chinese Class 101 Language Learning Podcast site. So that is simply an indicator of what subscription type you currently have.
Subscription status, active.
That is the subscription status.
Upgrade.
This will allow you to upgrade.
Sign out.
And this, of course, will allow you to sign out.
Change password.
And you can also change your password.
Restore purchase.
Or restore a purchase that you've made.
Vocabulary display, heading.
These are vocabulary display settings.
Traditional. Switch button. On.
Every language has its own vocabulary display settings. Traditional just corresponds to the Chinese script. If you're studying Hindi, for example, you would get something similar to this because they use a writing system known as Devanagari. Swipe right.
Pinyin. Switch button. On.
And again, pinyin, as I explained earlier, is the romanization of Chinese characters.
Support. Heading.
And you have your support section where you can report problems and email the Innovative Language team.
Email support. Application info. Heading.
And your application information.
Current version 1.5.1. Home. Tab. 1 of 5.
And that, folks, is the entire Innovative Language app in a nutshell. I realized that I didn't cover certain parts of creating an account or logging on through a computer, but I will assure you that the process is really simple, especially through the app. And of course, you can always go to innovativelanguage.com to find out more about their services. innovativelanguage.com. And again, you can contact me by emailing me at edgar@realrandomradio.com. And of course, visit us at www.realrandomradio.com. And if you ever get a chance and you have an interest, like our Facebook page, facebook.com/realrandomradio. I really enjoy learning languages. And if you enjoy learning languages, I would be happy to talk to you. So email me any questions, or if you want to start a discussion about language learning, I would be happy to engage in it. I want to thank you all for listening and hope to hear your feedback soon. Thank you again, and until next time.